Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to LAID, Love and Intimacy for the Disabled. I am your host, Stephanie Wallace, and waiting on our host, co-host, Tyson Cherry. Tonight we're going to talk about how we'd like to see our community grow. And when I say grow, I mean in progress, as in achievements and accomplishments and things like that, just to see us grow as a community. How does this tie into love and intimacy for the disabled? I think that, one of my core beliefs is, you know, in order to successfully love somebody else, you have to love yourself first. And part of loving yourself is improving yourself. And part of that improvement is accomplishing your goals. And I think as you start to accomplish your goals, that you start to feel better about yourself. So, you know, this in turn does something for your self-esteem, your self-worth. You start to see yourself different. People start to see you different. Unfortunately, as people with disabilities, a lot of times we are viewed as patients, sort of, and viewed with pity. But start to set those goals and accomplish those goals, you're seen as a doer, you know, as somebody who gets things done, you know, and you don't, you sort of level the playing field. I think it would do a lot for us as a community. I know for me, myself, it did a lot for me to be around the people that I've been blessed to be around and see how they move, see, you know, how they make things happen. And it made me feel like, okay, I want to do something. And it doesn't have to be something, you know, you don't have to be the most. You don't have to be the best. You don't have to be famous or, you know, it doesn't have to make you a lot of money. But let it be something that you want to do that's fulfilling, something that, you know, just something that is fulfilling to you. Some goals that you would like to accomplish. One of the things that I was thinking about, and this started as one thing, but I would love to see it branch out into other things. And one of the things I was thinking about was economically, supporting each other. Economically, we have many skills. I mean, maybe your legs stop working and you're in a wheelchair now or whatever assistive devices you use, but it doesn't take away your skills. And a lot of us have skills. Like I know right offhand, two people who cater. You know, when we have events and they still cook, they're in wheelchairs, but they still cook and they cook wonderfully, actually. It'd be nice to instead of using outside people, to use people within your community to provide these type of services. I know someone who does favors, like party favors, things like that. I know somebody who does graphic design, you know, these type of things. It would be nice to utilize each other within the community. And I think this will help us to grow and help us to see each other. See, I'm so, you know, this has been very, really kind of all-consuming to me lately, you know, and where I would like to see it go. And I think, you know, what can I accomplish with this? How can I reach people with this platform now that I have? This is my thing that I love to do. There's no money in it. You know, I'm not making money from it, but it does reach some people, and that's what's important to me. it's important to me. You know, I think of how I felt, the needs that I had when I became disabled. And, you know, sometimes you sit back and you look at things and you figure, you think kind of in your head you got things all figured out. You know, like maybe, well, you know, if you just do this, you know, it can help in that way. And that's where I am now. I'm trying to figure out different ways that I can be of service to this community, different things that might, how to use this platform to be of service to this community to help us be better individually and to support each other, because that's very important that we learn to support each other, you know. I'm going to break away for a minute because usually me and Tyson have a little a moment before we dive into the topic. I knew something felt funny. We usually have a little moment before we dive into the topic and we share how our week has gone. But I'm guessing maybe Tyson's having some technical difficulties right now because I'm not seeing him on the line. But I wanted to share how, you know, how things have been going for me. Last week's show, we didn't have. I wasn't really feeling that well. I have been, I take a daily medication, and I've really been feeling kind of funky because I lost my medicine. And I had a lower dosage, so I figure I'm going to doctor myself, and I'm going to take that lower dosage. And maybe that wasn't a good idea. And I can't get an appointment with my doctor till the 12th. But I called the pharmacy and I got a refill for the right dosage of medicine. So I'm feeling better. But I think I get a little confused because my week has been kind of dragging and full of misunderstandings and things like that. But on Thursday, I went to dance class. And I took my 2-year-old granddaughter with me, which was, we had a blast at dance class. But afterwards, you know, dance class was over at 4, something close to 5 o'clock. My ride was for 5:30, and I didn't get picked up until 7-something. And it was raining outside. It wasn't raining hard, but it was rainy, let's say it was rainy. And, you know, I'm sitting outside and I'm waiting. It's kind of chilly too, but you know, I'm waiting for it to arrive. And then they started calling me. You know, they give you that automated call. And they told me that my ride was there. And I'm looking, I don't see a ride. I'm sitting right out front, in front of the hospital where the dance class is. And, you know, I'm looking for this ride, and I see lights down the block. I'm like, well, let me go see. And if anybody who knows me, they know I don't see well, and it's night, and it's rainy. So I'm in my manual wheelchair, not my scooter. My scooter, you know, you can't tell me nothing. I can get up. But with the manual wheelchair, I'm not so good. So I roll down the block to go investigate what these lights are. Is this accessorized? It wasn't. So as I'm down there, you know, I call again because I don't want them. If they're saying he's on site, just tell him don't leave. You know, I'll find him. And he happened to roll by and roll to the front of the hospital where I was sitting previously. Now I'm down the block. My wheelchair starts to roll into the street. I grab a pole. I have accessorized on the phone in one hand. I grab the pole with the other hand. And I'm teary-eyed because I don't know if I was crying more because I was about to roll in the street or because I didn't want accessorize to leave me. I think it was to not be left. And people were passing by, and I was like, excuse me, sir, can you help me? You know, a couple of people I asked, would they help me? And they just passed right by, like, you know, I didn't say anything. And then this man, he was very nice, and he, you know, asked him to roll me in front of the hospital, you know, so I can, you know, yell for accessorize so he can see me. And then another man pushed me across the street to the van, and I almost tipped out of my chair. I'm glad I had my seatbelt on. But once I got on accessorize, I was just so relieved you know, I was just relieved. It's like I could feel, you know, everything just, but when I got home, you know, I'm coming home, and I just, all I want is to just be in my bed. My body hurts because for the last couple of days, I had dance practice 2 days in a row. I just was just feeling weak and tired and just out of it. And as I'm approaching home, I called upstairs and I asked for my son to come downstairs and meet me. And I told him where I was. I was a couple of blocks away from the house. And as I get off the van, he's not there. So I'm like, I'm kind of pissed, but I'm like, you know, I start rolling, you know, to my building and get to the ramp, and I see somebody come out my building. I can't see too well, so I called out his name, and it was my son. He says, I thought you were on 17th and 6th. I said, well, that's where I called from, you know, but I was in the van. I didn't tell my sister that I was in the van. And, you know, as we're coming upstairs, I'm telling them my story. And, you know, he says, well, maybe they didn't understand you. And it dawned on me, when I was asking the people for help, they probably thought I was asking for money. Hold on, I'm going to let Tyson in. Hey, Tyson, how you doing?
Hi, sorry I'm late. Sorry about that.
Uh-huh, you fired, Tyson. No, I'm
yeah.
How you doing?
Fine, I'm doing fine. Uh-huh, yes.
Good, how was your week?
Okay, I ain't do much at all. Nope.
Oh.
Mm-hmm, yes.
I was just telling the listeners about...
Good.
Huh? Pardon me?
I supposed to went to the gym today, but I did not go today. I called for transportation. That's why I didn't make it today. Yes. I had to stay home. I'm going tomorrow for sure.
Oh, okay.
For sure.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
yes.
Good.
Mm-hmm.
Good. Well, what you've missed is I was just telling listeners about how my Thursday went. I had a really... Well, I'm not going to say a horrible experience. I'm home. I got home safely, so I was okay.
Okay,
but it was just
yes.
a little, kind of, you know, with accessorize, you know, waiting on accessorize
yes.
on a rainy night, you know, so that was that. But before that, I was talking, well, you know how it can be. You know
yes.
how
yes.
it can be with them.
Mm-hmm.
And,
yes.
But before that, I was talking about, how I'd like to see, you know, progress in our community in terms
yes.
of personal growth. You know,
mm-hmm.
people setting
yes.
and accomplishing their goals and how
right.
I think
yes.
that this would make us, as individually, you know, as you
yes.
are setting your goals and accomplishing your goals, it makes you feel better about yourself.
Yes.
As a person.
I hope what we're doing is a stepping stone for others to do too, you see. Get
yes.
them to distance, I hope, and go out and achieve what they want to do. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yes, and not
I
being
so.
Afraid.
Yes.
You know, one of the things I find is that if it's not there, if it's not already there, people
yes.
don't try and get involved. You know, it's like,
mm-hmm.
oh, sometimes you wish for something or you'd like to be a part of something or do something, but instead of you wait for it, somebody else to start it,
mm-hmm.
you know. And I think, you know, like I was saying before, I remember telling my son, if it's not there, make it, create it.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
he wanted to be a, he
mm-hmm.
wanted to play guitar. They didn't have a guitar club at his school. He
mm-hmm.
they made a guitar club.
And
okay. and
okay.
you
okay.
have to
mm-hmm.
somebody
yes.
has to do it.
Yes.
You know, somebody has
yes.
to start it.
Yes. If you could talk
you know,
about it, but you have to start it. Yes. Don't just
yeah.
talk about it, start it.
Right,
mm-hmm.
exactly.
Yes.
You know, and
yes.
another thing I was saying was supporting each other. The people in our community, we have many skills and many abilities. And it would be nice to support each other in these skills and abilities. You know, don't just forget it because you're disabled. You know, support each other in what we know how to do.
Yes.
You know, if you have some type of skill or service that I can utilize, it'd be nice to go to you as somebody in my community as opposed to somebody outside of the community. You know, and when I say community, I mean disabled community. I really think this will strengthen us as a community. It will, we will grow, you know, and, and it'll help us, you know, in terms of what we feel about ourselves and how we view each other. You know, I know I keep harping on this and I keep saying this about how we view each other. It, because it really means something to me.
Yes.
You know, like, okay, I look at myself, right? And I see myself a certain way. I don't see myself just as a person with a disability. I know what I'm capable of doing. And I'd like for the world to see me that way also, you know. And so at the same time as I'm trying to apply that principle to myself, I have to apply it to you. I can't look at you and say, oh, Tyson, he's just a disabled person. Because you're not just a disabled person. Do you understand my point?
Yes.
Yeah, and it's so important to me, and I don't know why. I don't know why that this particular thing is so important to me. I think it's because I think, you know, it'll change and elevate us.
It does,
you know,
yes.
I see.
And it helps that people don't look at you, a person in a wheelchair, and just in a wheelchair, you can achieve more than that, you see. Even though you're in a wheelchair, you see.
But I think we get a
handicap, you see.
I think we get a pass though.
We get a pass
from society, and sometimes we take that pass and put it on ourselves. You know, if don't nobody expecting much of us, then sometimes we don't expect much of ourselves. You know, if we could glide by or roll by in this case, you know, sometimes we just do. And I just think it's time for us to, am I saying the wrong thing? Because I'm not trying to sound judgmental or, because it's really not coming from a judgmental place. It's just I do see a difference in people in the community. And there are some people who are doers, and there are some people who glide by.
Followers. Yes.
You know, and okay. What do you think?
What do I think?
What I'm saying. Am I going too far? Am I stepping out of bounds here?
I thought that this is good advice for others to achieve something. Don't just sit there flicking your thumb and not doing anything, you see? Yes. Because
it's just a personal growth thing.
You put your mind to. You can. Yes.
Even if it's just a personal growth thing. And not looking at somebody and say, okay, well, this person can do that. I can't do that. It's not about what, you know, anybody else can do. It's just you and your personal goals and your personal growth.
It's already happening to me in the gym. You see, I have different people come up to me and I know who they are and saying that I'm their inspiration, and I do not know them from nowhere, you see. You never know who you encourage. You do something wrong and you're doing something, you see?
Yes. It's too easy to just exist.
Yes.
You know, it's too easy to just exist. And the way things are now, there are so many accommodations. There are so many things to accommodate us, to participate in life, to participate in many things, you know, that we can do that was not previously available to us. I can recall talking to an older woman. She's about 80 years old, and she's lived with a disability all her life. And we talked about how things were back in the day. You know, back in the day, you were kept locked away. You know, and now we are out there. We participate in school. We participate in work. You know, we date, we parent, we're living life. And now it's no reason for us to be locked away or to just play the sidelines. We can be full force. That's what I'm talking about, being full force and not being treated as if we are, second class or
an afterthought. Yes.
Pardon me?
Mm-hmm. Second as citizens.
Yeah, but we got to make sure, the way to do that is to make sure that we don't treat ourselves that way also.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes we treat ourselves that way.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
So, you know, once we get out of treating ourselves that way, you know, you can demand that other people treat you. Well, we can demand it now, actually. But, you know, we have to get out of that thinking of treating ourselves that way. And this is not everybody, so I don't want anybody to, you know, get offended or anything like that. But it's just something that I see, that I've observed in my few years being around, is that you have some people who are doers, and I mean, like, so inspiring to me. And it's not even a matter of, oh, this person has a disability and they're doing this, just their personality, period. And the way that they go after what they want, the way that they advocate for themselves and for others. And
yes.
I just admire it so much.
The fact that the fact that books are there that are disabled also and they're working, you see, that's encouragement to me.
It is. And to see, you know, when I realize that there are, when I saw, there used to be a lady that used to come to ICS on Fridays during Hangout. I can't remember her name. I wish I could remember her name. She's passed on now. But she used to come and she used to, she was like an activist sort of. And she would come and she would still hand out her literature. And she was almost in a laying position. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
She would still come out on Friday, almost reclining fully, almost. But she would still make sure she handed out, you know, what she wanted to hand out or whatever. And I saw that, and to see that nothing stops her.
Yes.
Oh, man, I wish I could pay proper respect to her and remember her name, but I really can't. But that right there was like, wow, you know, if anybody got a pass, she got a pass to not have to come out. But she's like, as long as I'm still living, I'm living.
Yes, right.
You know, and to see some of the people who are personally in my life, and to know their story and to know what they've been through, and to know it is just truly inspiring to me. It, you know, when I look and I see, I'm going to say the facilitator of my women's group, she has been very inspiring to me to see how she moves. You know, to see how she moves. Excuse me?
What's her name again? Her name.
I didn't say her name because I don't know if she would want her name mentioned.
Okay. Yeah.
So I'm not even going to say her name, but I just, she is just extraordinary to me. You know, she's younger than me, but, you know, I call her little boss mama, you know, because she's just, the way she moves and the way she gets things done is like, I like that. I like that. You know, to have an, to see things go from an idea to actually happening, you know, and I've appreciated watching her. I've truly appreciated just watching her. And there's another woman at ICS, Miss Saviola. She is extraordinary to me. I look at her, Marilyn Saviola. You know, she has been doing so much for the disabled community for years. And I see this woman as a powerhouse. You know, and it's just, I'm just very impressed by these people and their accomplishments and just the gravity of their personalities. You know, I appreciate it and I learn. I watch and I learn. I watch and I learn. You know, and I just think they have a lesson for all of us in how they don't let the world stop them. You know, they demand what, you know, what they want from this world, and I appreciate that. Because you never know, you know, you never know what's out there for you until you go to get it. You know, a lot of times we think doors are shut to us, but sometimes all you got to do is ask. All you got to do is push the door. Push the door. And a lot of times it will open. And it took me 40-something years to realize this. You know, because I won't even count my disability into it. I'll just say a part of my personality. It took me 40-something years to realize that.
Mm-hmm.
Really? We're saying we have 90 seconds left. That went by fast, didn't it?
Yeah, I know I'm late, but stop. What happened to you on Thursday?
Oh, what happened to me on Thursday?
Yeah.
Oh, just that having to wait out for just a ride on a rainy day at night. Can't see too well.
Yes.
They're telling me they're on site. I don't see them. I'm sitting out in front of the location, you know, and it just... it just really upset me. I almost rolled into the street. I was asking people to help me. They misunderstood me. I realized later they probably thought I was asking for money. That's why they walked by me. It was just a mess. But, you know, I made it home fine in one piece, and I was okay. You know, and we're going to remind everybody, we got 30 seconds left, so remind everybody to come back next week at 6 p.m. www.blogtalkradio.com/laid. Telephone number 347-308-8494 to join the broadcast. And we have a nice special announcement for you next week, so make sure you tune in. I'll see you later, Terry Tyson.
Okay, bye.
Good night.